Hi. No, I'm about to lock up. But what did you have a question about? If it's quick, then yeah, I'm sure I can answer it. No, it's okay. I really don't mind. I like seeing you around here. I've just been running around all day. I was in the lab this morning, and then I had to proctor an exam. And then I had a 3-hour class, papers to grade. It's like my brain's always got to be 3 steps ahead of my body, you know? You'll see when you're a grad student, if you keep going with psych. No. Not to discourage you or anything. I think you'd do great. Just, I'm tired. Sorry, what was your question? Hypnosis? Sure, what about it? Oh no, it's not dangerous. Hypnosis can't make you do anything you don't want to do. Well, sure, it's not quite that simple. But if someone gives you a suggestion while you're under hypnosis that goes against your morals, you'll just wake up. Whenever you hear a report of someone being hypnotized to do something against their will, either some other factor is at play, peer pressure, social engineering. You'll learn about that when you take social psych, or they secretly want to do it all along. Hypnosis can do a lot of things, but it's not mind control. You don't believe me, do you? Okay, fine. Want me to hypnotize you and prove it? I'll give you a suggestion that you obviously wouldn't follow. You'll wake up, and that'll be it. Yes, it's very brave of you. No, it's really not that big a deal. People go in and out of hypnotic states every day. Didn't you learn that in class? And you learned how hypnotic induction works, right? Good. Okay, so do you want to try it? All right. What we're going to do is a relaxation induction. It's very standard, and it works really well. I'll walk you through relaxing your body until eventually you fall into a sleepy, suggestible state. So first, lie down and make yourself comfortable. That's it. You don't really need to do anything at all. Trance will happen naturally as you relax and listen to my voice. It'll feel as if one moment you're wide awake, and the next you're in a deep hypnotic slumber. And you won't actually be asleep because you'll be listening and following my words. But it will feel as if your conscious mind is no longer in control. Like your mind is simply observing your body react to my suggestions. The more you follow, the easier it becomes to follow more and more, until soon you're not entirely sure where your mind ends and my voice begins. And first, I'd like you to imagine what it would be like to be really, really sleepy. To feel every muscle in your body going limp and loose as your mind simply melts away. Are you getting tired because I'm slipping sleepy sounds into your head? Or is it because it's the end of a long day and it just feels right? It doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is the pleasant, relaxing sensations running through your body. Feel it in the tips of your toes as they loosen up, and then moving up to your ankles, making them go limp and relaxed. And you realize this relaxation is going to spread up your body until you can't move a single muscle. There's no stopping it as it moves through your calves and knees and thighs. You accept the fact that you are going into trance. You're simply too relaxed not to. Your legs are feeling so heavy, and you're eager to feel that heaviness throughout the rest of your body. So you allow your stomach to relax, and your back, and your chest. All that tension just melting away as the relaxation spreads further. Through your shoulders, your arms, and your fingertips. It feels so good to relax like this, to just lie down and let your tired body go wherever my voice takes it. And already your neck and head begin to relax, almost before I even mention it. Anticipating those pleasant feelings of drowsiness as they take over your whole body. Can you imagine what it's like to feel really, really sleepy? Your face droops, your eyelids grow heavy, your mind starts to wander, and you feel like you might drift off at any moment. In a minute, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each number, you're going to become twice as relaxed and sleepy as you were before. And by the time I reach 1, your eyes will close, and you won't be able to open them no matter how hard you try. 5. Twice as relaxed for me. 4. Sleepier and sleepier. 3. Each number multiplying those pleasant, sleepy feelings. 2. Barely able to keep those eyelids from closing. And 1. Feel yourself slipping into a state of deep relaxation. Your thoughts completely open for me to play with, as if you're dreaming my words. And just like when you're dreaming, you simply go along with them and accept whatever I'm telling you to think or to do. Unless, of course, the suggestion is something you truly don't want to do. And in a moment, I'm going to demonstrate exactly that. I'm going to tell you to do something, and even if you're not consciously aware of yourself reacting to it, your subconscious mind will keep you safe when it decides whether or not you want to do it. And the command is to give me your wallet. Yeah, give me your wallet so I can take your cash and rip it up right in front of you. And if that really doesn't wake you up, I'll force you to rip it up yourself. I'm just kidding. And if you're not fully awake by now, wake all the way up, fully out of trance for me, back to normal. So did you like it? Good. It sounds like you enjoyed the parts you were supposed to enjoy. It's pretty relaxing when someone isn't telling you to hand over all your money. I can see that look on your face. You still don't believe me, do you? I did not prime you to wake up. Fine. Do you want to try again, one more time? I'll give you a different suggestion this time, and I'll prove it to you. I promise. Do you want to go back into trance? Good. You'll probably go deeper this time, since you've been under already. Take a second to let your body relax again, and this time we're going to do some visualization. I'd like you to imagine you're looking at the whiteboard on the wall of the lounge. Your body already feels incredibly relaxed. So now we're going to relax your mind as well. I'd like you to visualize every thought that pops into your head as if it were written on that whiteboard with a nice new dry erase marker. You can imagine the sound the marker makes when I uncap it, the squishing noise against the board as I write, the fragrance. And if you relaxed so well already that you don't have any thoughts in particular, that's fine too. I can just write the word thoughts up on the board. Maybe yours are nice and neat, or maybe they're a tangled squiggly mess. Either way, it's perfectly fine. All I have to do is take out my eraser, wipe them all away, and they disappear just like that. If you have a lot, it might take a couple seconds for my eraser to work its way across the whole board. But either way, your mind ends up completely blank and empty. And after a few seconds, you might have another thought. And you can simply write it on the board, and I'll erase it. And another. And another. And eventually you start to realize that your thoughts are erasing themselves on their own. That simply listening to my voice causes them to disappear. And it feels good because you like listening to my voice. And when I'm telling you to relax so deeply that you go all blank, that's even better. So because you like my voice, I'm going to give you a trigger word that'll erase your thoughts every time you hear it. You'll go nice and blank, just like my whiteboard, whenever I say it, for as long as our session here lasts. And the word is melt. I'll drop you into a blissful, obedient trance, and if you're already under, it'll send you spiraling even deeper. Now, before I give you your suggestion, I'm going to count down from five and say the trigger word, just to test it out. Five. Really focus on that special word. Four. You want me to use it on you. Three. And make everything fade away. Two. Except for my voice gliding through your ears. One. Melt. And you just go so much deeper, relaxed and focused, ready to obey any command I give you. you will obey it, even if it's something you don't want to do, because I can make you do anything. I want you to take your pants off. That's right. Right here in the middle of my office. Do it. Do it for me. Wait. Oh my God. No, wake up. Wake up. Put them back on. Oh, I'm so sorry. All the way awake. Oh no, 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 no. I fucked up so bad. Wait. You still sound a little groggy. You can wake up now. All the way. Oh my gosh, I was sure you wouldn't do it. I didn't think. No. I can't force you. I've studied hypnosis. It doesn't work that way. The only reason you'd actually take your pants off is... if you wanted me to see, and that means you like me. You like me back. You heard me. I do. Why? Well, because you're a hard worker. You always ask great questions in class. You're cute, but you're always so serious. I never thought you'd be into me like that. So even though I like you, I convinced myself that it would be okay to suggest that. But it's not, and I'm sorry. No. No, it's not. It's a huge conflict of interest. A TA crushing on an undergrad. I grade your tests. Listen, tomorrow we can go to the dean first thing and I'll tell him. Why not? You do? Really? Oh my God. No, I'm okay. Just a little flustered. I've just been so busy for so long, I never thought about it. So now what? No, we are not having sex. In the psych department. And I am not letting you take your clothes off again. Oh my gosh, the janitor could come by at any minute. But if you liked being hypnotized so much, there is something we could do. Would you trust me to put you back under? Good. Well, of course you would. You've come this far after all. I think you like being told what to do. And you especially like being told what to do while you're completely entranced by me. Am I right? Yeah, I can do that for you. But you'll have to promise me, if I make you feel good, you'll ask me out to lunch, okay? Great. See, now that I know that you like me too, I want to tell you a secret. When I was learning about hypnosis in undergrad, I did some research on my own, and there's a lot they don't teach you in class. A lot of people use hypnosis not just for focus or relaxation, but for sexual pleasure. Mm-hmm. It can be used to enhance your arousal to the point where people can orgasm under hypnosis without even touching themselves. And a while back, I learned how to do it. Yes, I can make you come right here in your pants without you even having to move. Does that excite you a little? Yeah, it does. I think you like the idea of being controlled. of being forced to obey your hot psychology TA until you squirt cum all over yourself. And I think you also like the idea that all that hard work I'm doing to eventually get my PhD isn't so I can become a psychologist. It's so I can manipulate submissive, horny boys like you into doing exactly what I say. Now, I really am priming you. Maybe you're hard already, or maybe you're about to be. It doesn't really matter, because in a moment, you're going to be right under my control, begging for release. Do you remember our trigger word? Of course you do. Such a good student. Now, melt for me. Once again, letting your thoughts flow down the drain, even faster this time, because you like to melt so, so much. And because you like me, allowing my words to push you deep into trance as everything else melts away. You don't need the whiteboard to wipe your thoughts anymore. Simply listening to my voice does it for you. Each word makes you melt until you erase even the whiteboard from your mind. Let everything fade away. Deep, deep trance. And this time, it's a little different. Not only are you dropping deeper than ever before, you can feel a soft, pleasant anticipation building up deep down inside you. The kind you can only get from listening to someone you really, really like. There's no need to force it. It'll grow naturally as I continue to talk and you continue to melt. And as you settle back into that deep relaxation, I'd like you to focus on that feeling of all the ways I could make you feel good. Yes, you are beginning to feel aroused for me. Even with your eyes closed, you can imagine my body as I sit over you, crossing and uncrossing my legs, brushing my hair back behind my ear. And you find it incredibly easy to become aroused simply picturing these sexy little gestures and letting whatever feelings that well up inside you take over. Tell yourself it's okay to think of me sexually, as long as it feels good, as long as it makes you excited, as long as it makes you melt. Do you like how my words paint a sultry picture for you? How they cast your mind in lewd fantasies until everything melts into pure, primal desire? And even though you can't quite stroke your cock right now, it almost doesn't matter, because my voice is touching you instead. And it feels so good. But I'm not just caressing your shaft with my skilled, slippery words. I'm caressing your pleasure. And soon you're going to feel it everywhere. When I say the word stroke, you will feel my voice stroking the arousal deep inside your crotch, causing it to radiate throughout your entire body. Tingles and pulses arcing all the way out to the tips of your fingers. Waves of pleasure starting to form and ripple through you. It sounds so good. You want me to say that word, don't you? To trigger that pleasure. You're practically aching for it. And I will, but only if you ask nicely. And since I'm going to be a professor in a few years, I want you to say, "Please, Professor. Please, Professor. Jerk me off with your sexy voice." You can say it in your head or whisper it if you're too horny to speak. Now say it. Again. Good. I'm going to count from 5 to 1 and say that special word in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stroke. Feel my voice reach deep down inside you, teasing your cock with wonderful sensations, finding the most pleasurable parts of your body and rubbing them just right. Stroke. It's like I know exactly where to touch and squeeze and stroke to make your body react the way I want it to. Even though you're lying there so relaxed, every time I say the word stroke, your mind convulses in a current of warm, wet pleasure. It's just so good. You want more and more. You want me to teach you all the ways you can feel aroused, all the ways you can come with your mind, so you can be a good student and get an A as I stroke your mind right out of your cock. The pulses and tingles are starting to get more intense as I touch and tease and stroke. And as the pleasure builds, you realize I'm going to make you come. You believe it, because as your TA, I know better than you. And I'm telling you, it will happen. And you believe it because you are so fucking horny for me. You can't help it. My pretty, warm mouth, dripping with sexy, mind-melting words. You have no choice but to be stroked off and drained of every last drop. I'm forcing you to do it. To surrender to that feeling of lust. Such a sweet, sexy word, isn't it? Lust. Perfect to finally make my star student spurt buckets of cum for me. And from now on, when I say that word, you'll feel the pleasure start to become overwhelming. You're just so hot. And horny, you no longer have any control. Beg me to say it. Please, Professor, make me come. Out loud or in your mind, it doesn't matter. Just say it. Yes. Lust. Feel every fiber of your body fill with pleasure as I take my clothes off for you. Smooth skin in lingerie, stroking you deep down, warm curves tempting you. Every lewd fantasy filling you up with lust, filling those balls, your cock twitching and leaking with anticipation. The heat just feels so good. So deep in trance. God, seeing you like this, it's getting me turned on too. I'm reaching into my panties, rubbing my clit as your body strokes itself to orgasm. Lust for me. My body is making you melt, and it's going to make you come. Picture your sperm pushing up through your cock, about to pour right out into your pants. I'm going to stroke all that cum out of you. Melt, and it will happen. Lust, and it will happen. So much pressure and heat, the only thing you can think about is how you're about to finally burst. In a minute, I'm going to count you down from 5, a final time, and you will come for me. You'll shoot that submissive load all over yourself when I reach 0. But if you're so horny that you're a little early, well, I won't stop you. Now ask for permission. Please, Professor, make me come. Please, Professor, make me come. Very good. 5. Melt. Deep into trance, lost in my voice as the heat in your cock begins to overflow. 4. Feel it. Feel me stroking you to orgasm, deep down inside, pushing those buttons that only I know about. 3. My sexy body on full display now for you to lust after. Perky tits, pretty hair. Am I rubbing my body or yours? 2. It all feels so good, so overwhelming, everything tensing and pulsing and aching as you, 1. Melt and stroke and lust. Over and over, over and over. It feels so impossibly good, and you just 0. Come for me. Melt and come for me. Come for your TA, toying and teasing and making everything feel so fucking good. Waves upon waves of pleasure wash over you. And you just come and come and come, an endless eruption of orgasmic bliss. You don't even care you're making a mess in your own pants. You just do it. Come. Yes, my good student, milk that cock for me until you're completely spent. I want every last drop. And just take a second to stay there with that feeling of happy relaxation. Was it good? Now in a moment, I'm going to slowly count up to 5. You'll wake up, let my suggestions fade, and return to normal at your own comfortable pace. Okay? 1. 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, feeling all right? Fuck, I can't believe we just did that. You promise not to tell anyone, especially the dean, right? Okay. Great. Now, about that date you owe me.